Now, this coming Thursday, the 10th of July, sees the start of the Billericay Arts Festival, and I'm very pleased to have been joined by Barbara Bradley, who's a member of the organising committee, to tell us a bit more about the event. So, welcome to Felix FM, Barbara.
Oh, hello, Scott, and thanks for inviting me along. It's great to be here to be able to tell people what's happening.
Well, it's our pleasure, believe you me. And now, as I said just now, the whole event kicks off on Thursday. How long does it last for and what's involved?
It runs for 10 days until the 20th of July. And we've been very fortunate this year that Billericay Town Council have actually given us some grant funding.
So give them a round of applause.
Definitely. We have a theme, Billericay, a great place to meet and eat. And last year, it was an art trail with a fringe. Mm. This year, the fringe has grown. It's become a grassroots festival. And it's just involving so many different things. It's incredible. We've got an artist village in Lake Meadows on Saturday the 12th. Just follow the dragon's footprints from the cafe area.
And what sort of time is that running? Is it all day?
That's from 10, and it goes through till about 4.
Oh, right, right.
Just follow the dragon's footprints, and you don't know what you might find. Artists, craftsmen, extreme crochet, fairies.
Extreme crochet, what's that?
Crochet with a very extreme crochet.
Right.
It's pretty big.
Right.
We've got storytellers there for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then the footprints carry on round, and we've got wood turners at the boathouse. And possibly even the model boat group will have some of their boats out on the water.
Oh, right.
And up in Billericay High Street, we've got the New Orleans Brass Band. And they'll be performing on the community space, as we're naming it, beside St. Mary Magdalene's Church.
So it's all happening. It's not just art, it's music and everything you can think of.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We've got the art trail as well. That's got 28 artists altogether, and their work will be displayed up and down the high street in various establishments.
Mm.
And we've got paintings in oil and watercolour, landscapes, portraits, abstracts. We've got ceramics.
And will any of the items be up for sale?
Definitely. I'm sure many of the artists would be very happy to sell their work.
Right. And what else is happening? And is it all free?
Most things are free. There are one or two things in the festival guide that are ticketed. We have Thursday evening Tavern Yard Tales at the reading rooms for the over 14s. And there's a concert by the Billericay Choral Society on Saturday the 19th. But tickets will be available on the door for both of these.
Right. And you've got Jazz in the Park as well, haven't you? Have you not?
Yes, that's on Saturday after the Artist Village.
Mm. And that's that starts about 4 o'clock?
I think it's about 4.
Yeah.
Might be a bit later.
Yeah.
We've also got an open mic night.
Really? What's that all about? And where is that happening?
That, again, is in St. Mary Magdalene's Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's a case of come along and have a go. We've got music, poetry, storytelling, stand-up comics.
Yeah.
It should be a very good evening. And then there are lunchtime concerts, again in St. Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to know that Moira Fries-Williams has been busy rehearsing with the Essex Guitar Ensemble one of the concerts. So.
And you've got the Mayflower Morris Dancers as well?
Yes, they will be performing in Lake Meadows on Sunday, and that's the same time as Summerfest is going on up on Sun Corner.
Oh, right, okay. And also, because you've got the Big Picnic and the Dragon Walk, what's all that about? Yeah.
The Big Picnic comes on the last day, and that follows the Big Draw, which is something quite special. It's something for everybody to come along and have a go. They can try their hand at drawing out in the park and the woods at Lake Meadows, and there'll be people on hand to help.
Also, they'll be able to show them maybe how they can actually draw.
Not so much show them, but to inspire them and guide them.
Yeah.
And we've also got at least one artist who's very talented using an iPad. and has had exhibitions of their work.
Oh, right.
And so if anybody wants to have a go at that, bring a tablet or a smartphone.
Now, the big picnic, is that something where they take their own food? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes, right. We're not providing the picnic.
Right.
The big picnic will follow the big draw, and that involves people coming along either in fancy dress or not. Is that bring your own picnic and champagne optional.
Oh, right. Or anything else you want to drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Will's Snippets and Shakespeare's Bucket.
Right. What's that?
I'm not quite certain. I gather it's a bucket full of masks, and people will be encouraged to join in bits of Shakespeare around the place. So anything could happen.
Now, that's different from the... Because I think you were telling me before we came through into the studio that you've got some Indian masks coming as well.
They will be at the Sculpture Trail in Norsey Woods on Saturday the 19th. And that's something else that I feel quite excited about, because that is something where people will come along, they will create a sculpture in the woods using naturally found objects, if possible.
Right.
And then at 12 o'clock, it will be open to the public. But this particular item, this Indian mask, is being made with instructions coming across the internet to a local girl who is going to create the mask.
Oh, I see. So the mask itself isn't coming across from Canada.
There are two parts of it, two small masks.
All right.
But it has various elements within it. And several of the masks have been made locally, again under instruction, but two authentic Indian masks will be included.
Now, you said something about a mask wheel or something.
A medicine wheel.
A medicine wheel.
Yes.
What's
and
that all about?
That's where the masks will be involved.
Oh, right.
I'm not quite certain. It's all... The American Indians have actually seen photographs of locations in Norsey Woods.
Yeah.
And have chosen where they want this to be, and have chosen a particular tree, which they have called the grandmother tree.
Oh, right.
So...
Do we know why?
It does look fairly... robust and ancient is all right. I can say.
And what's going to happen to the masks afterwards?
The ones from India, from Canada, will be returned and go into the tribal museum, which is being set up there, because they are originals.
All right. Do you know which part of Canada? Just out of curiosity.
I don't.
The only reason I ask that, because I'm off there very shortly to a family gathering. So
I can find out some...
I might take that for them.
That would be very helpful. That would be great.
Now, it's, from what you said, it is a massively full program. So are the details available in one place? I guess it would be the internet, would it not?
Well, there's programs which are available at the Hub, which will be in St Mary's Church.
Right.
Or you can go online onto the internet. Just go to Billericay Arts Festival on Facebook. And that's an interactive thing, and that has all the latest updates, comments, etc.
Right.
And you can add your own as well. Or you can visit the webpage at www.billericayarttrail.co.uk. And you can download a copy of the programme for there.
Now, the one you just mentioned first, I hadn't got a note of that one. That's Billericay...
Arts Festival.
Arts Festival.
Yep. You just go onto Facebook and you can... track that down.
Oh, I see. It's via Facebook.
Yes.
Right. Okay, fine. Good stuff. Well, look, thanks very much indeed for coming in and telling us all about this. And the best of luck with the whole thing.
I think I need it.
Well, no, I'm sure you've got it very well organised. I just hope the weather keeps fine for you.
We want that.